question, Lord.
When I think of Jesus' love,
amen,
and how he
thank
came
you.
From
thank
heaven
you.
Above,
thank you, Jesus.
I'm ashamed.
Oh, listen.
Because I know that I have failed my thanks to show.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
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 Yeah, all
I'm going to sing in that group when I get to heaven.
You too, brother.
But I better wait for then.
Yeah.
All right. It's good to have Brother Andrew with us. We're going to give him plenty of time this morning. And you pray for him today. He's from up in around Muncie, Indiana. And he has a ministry that has a lot to do with the family and faith and things of that nature.
Bless him.
And, pray for him today as he comes. We're glad to have him, and glad Sister Shirley can come and be with us today also. So you pray for him today.
God bless you there, brother. It's been a joy already to be here, and it's good to see all of you. I feel like that I know a lot of people. I went somewhere the other day, and there was a relatively small crowd, and I asked the fella, I said, did you tell him I was coming? And he said, no, I didn't, but said, I'm going to find out who did. And I feel like I've met a lot of wonderful people. The great state of Kentucky, I tell you, it's a Commonwealth state. Yeah. 1792, I believe, or 96 it was. 92 for Kentucky, wasn't it? I'm getting it all mixed up here. Then Tennessee in 96, I believe that's right. Good to see all of you. Shirley and I are glad to be here. Hope that we can say something that might be a blessing to you.
Yes.
And I have a lot of folks, but I do want to recognize Brother Sneed, Brother Jeff, and all of his family.
Amen.
I've been seeing postings on Facebook about some of the delicious meals that they've been preparing, and I'm going to put in my order already for the next one. But I don't know. I don't think Jeff does any of the cooking. I believe it's his wife that does it. And Brother Rick took us somewhere to eat last night. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I'm telling you, we were out in the country. I knew I was in trouble when it said the state of North Carolina. And I don't know where we got to. I was hoping that I'd get to see my wife again. And we came through part of West Virginia. But I was about as lost as I've ever been, not knowing where I was. But thank you, Bethel Baptist Church, for having us here today.
Amen.
Yeah. I want you to take your Bible, look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. I've never read these verses in public before, all of them. But I normally would not read all of them, but I think it's paramount today that we read them. Would you please honor the Lord's word in Ezekiel 33? Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, that whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
Amen.
So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Mm-hmm. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require thine hand. Therefore, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Look at verse number 10 particularly. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Our subject today would be, how should we then live? Oh Lord, we pray that we'll be a blessing. Thank you for your word. Now help us as a vessel unto your honor. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated here today. Our thought today, how should we then live? I think that you'd almost have to live on Mars not to know that we face uncertain and dangerous times.
Amen.
Probably the most dangerous, maybe since we've been a nation.
Right.
I mean, 102 people didn't get in that tiny Mayflower.
Listen, Lord.
They weren't at sea 65 days because they wanted to come here with their favorite copy of the Koran.
You're right.
Governor Winthrop said, when we arrived here, we bless the God of heaven for safe delivery.
Amen.
And said we're here for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion.
Yeah.
Now, I know that these perilous times here, we know that life is short. We know that it's compared to a weaver's shuttle.
Right.
We know that it's compared to a vapor, even as a flower. Yeah. And I think there may be three types of people. There may be folks that don't know. There may be folks that don't care that they don't know. Then there may be those who want to do something. Little boy was sitting on the front row at school, and the teacher said, Johnny, she said, could you tell me the difference between ignorance and apathy? He said, teacher, I don't know and I don't care. And I believe that may be a lot of where we are today. How then shall we live? I believe, first of all, I want to give you a little outline with this here today. I believe that we ought to try to live responsibly. I believe, in half a generation, many Americans have seen their God dethroned.
Amen.
They've seen their heroes defied.
That's right.
They've seen their culture polluted.
Amen.
They've seen their values assaulted.
That's right, Brother Andrew.
They've seen their country invaded.
Amen.
And themselves demonized.
Amen.
As extremists and bigots.
That's right.
For holding on to beliefs.
Amen.
That Americans have held for generations.
Bless you, Brother.
Isn't it amazing how a society could get so upside down?
That's right.
The culture is defined by its arts, its music, and its literature. See, when I was growing up, Brother Prophet, I'll just be myself, is that all right? It was a different day and time. I'd have never figured I'd be saying that. I'm telling you, at a point in my life where I remember a lot of things that happened,
right,
and some that didn't. It was a different day. My mother was born in 1899. My mother didn't know a subject from a verb. She didn't know anything about paragraph construction.
Right.
She didn't know about a subject matter. She didn't know about the etymological derivation of words. But she said, when she got saved, the greatest teacher in the universe went home with her that day.
Hey,
I grew up in a different time. Years ago, grass was something we mowed.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, Coke was something we drank.
Amen.
I mean, A's were the people that worked in the principal's office.
That's right.
And coming out of the closet meant we'd been playing hide and go seek.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a different day, isn't it?
Right.
Now, folks all the time, they want to know, well, what are we going to do in these days in which we live? I believe that first of all, we ought to live realistically.
That's right.
I mean, we ought to be thoughtful. We ought to be vigilant. We ought to be sober.
Amen.
Or our adversary as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
That's right.
I'm here to remind you today, folks, that America has been blessed for at least three reasons.
Yeah.
We've done more for the poor, the downtrodden, than any other country in the world.
Right.
When a tsunami, an earthquake, flood, or devastation comes, we're usually the first on the scene.
That's right.
Secondly, we have sent missionaries around the globe with the glorious
gift
of the gospel. That one died, one buried, and is risen again.
Amen.
And then thirdly, we've been a friend to Israel. I hope we always remember so. God said, I didn't choose you because you were the greatest in number. He said, you were the fewest in number, but I chose you because I love you.
Amen.
Did it ever occur to you that nothing never occurs to God? God is so eternal, he does not require one contemporary thought. Our faith is a treasured heritage, not a contemporary experiment. See, I mean, somebody says, who do you think the God of the Bible is? I'm here to tell you that I'd like to give that response today, if I might.
Praise
He's the God man.
That's right.
100% man. 100% God. He was a man in the fact that he could eat. God in the fact that he could feed 5,000. Oh, I'm about to get warmed up myself.
Hallelujah.
He was man in the fact that he could sleep. God in the fact that he would come out of that sleep and then get the wind.
Amen.
How about that?
He was man in the fact that he would die, but God in the fact that he would rise victorious over death and the grave.
Brag on it.
I mean, here, when you think about it here, how that the eternal one. Listen here. When Mary looked on his face, this was the same little boy that had spoken the worlds in their place.
That's right.
He created the womb that gave him birth.
Amen, brother.
I mean, when she heard his very small cry.
Yes, sir. Bless him, Lord.
This was the same voice that had thundered on Mount Sinai.
Praise the Lord.
Today. That'll do something for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Like never before. Here we read in the book of Ezekiel. He said, how then shall we live? I think we ought to live realistic. We ought to know what's in front of us. We ought to know who the enemy happens to be. Well, I really appreciate Brother Scott's lesson today on what we face here in the end time. Oh, how the principalities, things in high places are working to our detriment.
That's right.
It seems like today that we're asleep at the wheel.
Amen.
Here across America, we've had the greatest heritage. I believe if I were a lawyer, I could advocate in court and prove beyond any reasonable doubt why that we are a Christian.
Woo! Glory to God!
Benjamin Rush, one of the first signers of the Declaration of Independence, said, men will either be governed by the Bible or they shall be ruled by the bayonet. Isn't it amazing that five men in writing the Declaration referred to a divine creator? That's God. I mean, when Patrick Henry addressed the church there on March the 23rd, 1775, he saw a Baptist preacher whipped because he didn't have a license. He said, in that famous address that he gave there about about his what he preferred, he said, it is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. The gentleman may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war's already begun. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? The next gale from the north will bring to our ears the resounding clash of arms. What is it that the gentlemen seek? What is it that they wish? Is life so dear, a peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbidden Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but it's for me. Give me liberty or give me death. There is a just God that presides over the destinies of nations. The battle is not ours alone, sir.
Amen.
Brother Prophet, if we ever win this battle, it'll be because God gets in it. Amen. We've had an attack so much, we've had an attack upon our Bible, as has been pointed out. I want to share this little one. I just thought of this from Brother Scott the other day. Maybe you or Corey, somebody could use it. Across America, I speak quite a little bit. And I see people all the time that said, well, our Bible's gotten too complex. We can't read the diction. It's not relevant. We think that the words are beyond our level. I said, okay, let's go over here to the local English teacher. Let's tell her that Shakespeare is beyond our comprehension.
Right.
Let's tell her that when Cassius is talking to Brutus and Julius Caesar, where he says, me thinkest thou doest protest too much? Just put it in the modern day idiom, say, like that, dude. She'd say, what kind of a suit do you like to wear? One without sleeves, no doubt. Folks, let me tell you something. I'm glad today that the Word of God is set here. I'm glad that it's preserved book. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Right.
If you believe that today, say amen.
Amen.
I am glad today for the Bible. I'm glad for the blood, brother. Oh, listen here. We've tried to get away from it, but the Immaculate Son of God, the Son of God dying for the sons of men so that we can become the sons of God.
That's right, brother.
Well, Brother Rick, I'm glad you called me that, brother.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad for the new birth. Amen. I'm glad that God got a hold of me one day. Showed me a need of a Savior. Illuminated me. Convinced me. I'm not going to heaven because I recited a prayer. I'm going to go to heaven because somebody seen my face on television or heard my voice on the radio. But one day, Brother Martin Cook was talking on the bus to me. He said, Andrew, do you know how I couldn't make it? He said, quickly, I'll say it. I came by the blood of the Lamb. I'll make Baptists get happy. I'm glad today there's been an attack upon our faith. There's an attack upon our family.
That's right.
Dr. B.R. Lincoln said he was glad he was born at home. Said he always wanted to be close to his mother.
Amen.
Dr. Lincoln picked up this guy one time. He didn't look the best in the world. It was back in the 70s, you know, when the styles were a little bit different. That guy picked him up and he said, oh, you're Dr. Lincoln. He said, yes, sir. He said, they tell me that you don't believe in evolution. Dr. Lincoln looked at him and said, well, I didn't. I believe, oh my goodness, I got on the plane not long ago with Freak of the Week. I'm serious, scared of it. It was daylight. I don't be riding anywhere with somebody like that at night. Oh, they're going to attack on our family. Who would have ever believed something is wrong? You know, something is wrong. Oh, Macaulay said, those who take no interest in the pride of remote ancestors will never do anything worth being remembered by remote descendants. I'm glad of who I am, aren't you? Oh, listen here. Somebody doesn't have to come to me and say, is your name Phipps? And I go to Shirley and I say, honey, do you have my driver's license? I want to check that out again.
Amen, brother.
That the Holy One of Israel, Brother Rick, gave me that promise of a better land that I can go to one day. Where the road?
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, I'm going to the fire of the day. And by faith, I can see it afar.
Amen, brother Andrew.
Well, I don't know what you all did to me, but something got hold of me. Oh, let me tell you here today, attack upon our families, trying to destroy our families. And it's been done, a lot of it's been perpetuated in the school. Society that we have evolved. You know, modern day politicians are evolving.
You're right, brother.
Some of them said, they went so far as to say, well, you can't have same-sex marriage. Said God's in this deal. Said God's in this deal. Now they're saying now that they changed their mind, or they're saying that God changed his position. Isn't it amazing here today what we're accepting? How then shall we live? How then shall we live? What are we going to do in these difficult
days? Amen.
I think first of all we ought to live. We ought to live realistically.
Yes, sir.
Let's not underestimate the devil.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I don't know what these fellows on television rebuking the devil all the time. Yeah. They can have at it if they want to. Right. I'm leaving him alone.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
But I've got one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've got another brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Well, Brother Rick, what in the world did you get me there?
Hey.
I've got another brother.
Yeah.
He's from the line of
yeah.
the tribe.
Yeah. Woo!
Boy, he can do my yeah. fighting
hey,
for me. I'm so glad today that you know him in the free pardon of sin.
Hey,
everybody say
yeah.
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hey,
you feel yeah. like I'm in camp meeting or something.
Hallelujah.
How then shall we live? What are we going to do?
Right.
I think we ought to do two or three things. First, we ought to help everybody understand what the problem is.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Secondly, we ought to do some advocating of it, right?
Amen.
Paul, I want to give you two or three things that I think that we can do. You see, since Cecil the Lion was murdered, over 28,000 babies have been aborted.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, listen here. Ever since Kate Steinman murdered there in San Francisco, illegals come in here and they want our benefits, but they don't want our value.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
This, those people had the bakery out there in Oregon.
Yeah.
I believe their names were Melissa and Aaron Klein. They've not only been fined $135,000, but they told them, don't be saying much about this out in public.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, then shall we live. I want to give you two or three things that I believe that we can do here about it. Spurgeon said this, please, and I'm not being ugly. He said, a time will come
yeah.
when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats.
Yes,
oh, listen here today. I believe that we ought to live realistically.
Amen.
Let's not bury our head in the sand. Oh, listen here. I don't know about the power of ISIS or ISIL or whatever they are, but I'm here to tell you today I'm not ready to throw in my Christian faith.
Amen, brother. Amen.
When a major mayor in Texas can try to tell preachers out there to submit their notes and their preparation for sermons, I say this, Houston, we really have a problem.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm ready to resist.
Yes.
I don't know what that means. I'm ready to resist.
That's right.
I'm not a brave person by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm ready, if necessary, to go to jail.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be asked, but I'm not performing any same-sex marriage.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Bless you, brother.
I hope this Rowan County clerk and the others, I wish them the very best of success. You know why? I mean, to support candidates who will endorse Planned Parenthood, they ought to be churched.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody know what church means?
Yeah.
Seemed like years ago we had a lot of that.
Yeah.
They turned folks out for going to the movies.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing. You know, our forefathers, they were pretty smart, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a fellow down in Georgia one time, Brother Barnes, and he told a friend of mine down there, he said, my wife and I had a new baby. Said, guess what it was? And Brother Underwood said, well, I didn't know you were married. He said, oh, yes, we got a new baby. He said, guess what it was? He said, a boy. He said, guess again. He said, well, a girl. He said, oh, shucks, that somebody told you, didn't they? I told Brother Rick and I, we had the best fellowship last night. I get to thinking sometimes that I don't know hardly anything. I asked Shirley and I said, I think I'm a slow learner, and she agreed with it. One guy was on television and he told his friend, he said, my cousin ran for the state senate, Brother Young. And he said, well, what's he doing now? He said, nothing. Said he got elected.
Hey, man.
How should we live then? First of all, realistic. I've got to hurry. Secondly, we need to live righteous.
That's right. Yes,
you're right.
That's right.
All.
Yeah.
Oh, listen here.
Yeah.
We need to be a salt and light.
Yes.
Amen.
We need not to be abrasive and ugly, but we can tell the world that there is a dying world out there.
Amen.
There's a sinner that ought to be saved.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We can tell them that we know one that's in
Woo.
The
same.
Yeah. That can change lives, yeah. change hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. Aren't you glad that you know him today?
Somebody
say amen.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, listen here, I'm glad I know him, aren't you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people. I know the Queen of England, but she doesn't know me.
Same here.
But I know a king.
Yeah. Woo!
Hey, Brother Soul.
Yeah.
Man, and he knows me.
Amen.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Like we have that kind of, call it nomenclature.
Amen.
On a first name basis.
Yes.
Oh, listen here. I can go to him in the darkest hour.
Yes.
I can yeah. tell him all my troubles.
Yeah. Sure.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
We ought to live righteously.
Righteous.
Yeah. See, we're stewards.
Right.
Are we not?
That's right.
Oh, listen here. We're not just to sit around down here and twiddle
right.
our thumbs
right.
and maybe play mumble peg.
Amen, Bridget.
Nobody in here ever played mumble peg, did you?
Yeah.
Only one person who ever played mumble peg. I see one person played it. One of my kids would take a knife.
That's right.
We didn't know we knew better. Isn't it amazing what you do when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, listen here. You see, first of all, I ought to live righteously because
yes.
I'm a purchased possession.
Amen.
Amen. How about that?
I've been bought with a price.
Woo! Yeah. Right.
Brother Wade, I think you and I will just take time out and run a while.
Hallelujah, brother.
I want to live righteously because
yes.
I'm on duty.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
He said, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Rick, you ought to preach on that.
Yeah.
Luke 17:10. We have done that which was our duty to do.
Amen.
Then we're trustees of
yeah.
God's
yeah.
business. We're also soldiers.
Yep.
We ought to endure hardness,
right?
Right?
We also will have opposition, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen here. And we shouldn't be wasting any time.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, the night is far spent. Oh, listen here. I like that part in Job there. Job said, oh, that my words were written in a book.
Amen. That's right.
Boy, Job. I've been reading after him again. That they were graven with lead
yeah.
and iron in the rock forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Job wanted to be remembered, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
For I know that my Redeemer
Woo! Lives. Yeah. Latter day he'll stand up on this earth.
Help me, Brother Wade.
When I'll see my own self, my own eyes, in my flesh, I'll behold it.
Amen. Tag team preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. I'm here to tell you that he said, I shall see him, though my reins be consumed
Amen.
Within me. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, listen here. We ought to live righteously. There's no time for pettiness.
That's right.
Right.
We let small things get in the way.
That's right, brother.
We get concerned about whether a guy drinks out of a certain bottle of milk.
Yeah.
Or whether he wears a white shirt or a light blue one.
Amen.
God, help us. Wouldn't it be amazing if we just preach the Bible?
Yeah.
Amen. All this in here, I'm not concerned about Brother Spillman. He and I, we've been talking all day. Brother Spillman got a nice tie on. He's going to wear it tomorrow to work in the field. He'll be the best dressed farmer out there.
Hey, man.
You know, most farmers can be outstanding in their field.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Bill Marshall said you can go the way of the world or you can go the way of the cross.
That's right.
But you cannot do both at the same time.
That's right.
I tell you what we need today. We need a backbone like a cross.
Yes.
But we need to speak the truth in love.
Amen.
Only love accomplishes.
Yes,
I'm glad today for that agape love, aren't you?
Right.
I'm glad for that law that came down one day.
Yes.
Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
No longer am I an alien and a stranger from the commonwealth of Israel. I've been made nigh by the blood.
Yes. Amen.
I've got a high priest.
Yes.
That's right.
What do you say about it today?
Yes.
Then thirdly, we ought to live responsibly.
Yeah.
We ought to live realistically. We ought to live righteously. But we ought to live responsibly.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. Knowledge is often presented as the frozen, and sometimes ignorance is shown as hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But we can have it like this. I've been in enough cold churches, haven't you? Have you been in some of them?
Yeah.
Oh, listen here. Listen here. We can get so deep into eschatology or Bible doctrine. Careful. We are out over everybody's head.
You're right, preacher.
We need to set it down there on the shelf.
Yes, sir.
Everybody can get to it.
Amen.
Now, I'm not smart enough to set it up here, so I hope they get it right down on the floor.
Amen, brother.
Same here. You know, when you were a little bitty youngin', that's what they called us years ago. You know, we've changed the names on everything.
Right.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, there's something about it. Brother Steed would know this. I mean, they fix wonderful dinners. You've got to call stuff for what it is. For example, you can't call it pumpkin pie. You've got to call it pumpkin. You call it pumpkin, it tastes better, right?
Yeah, right.
You've got to call just stuff what it is. We need to get right into the Word of God.
Yes.
And it'll speak for itself.
Yeah, well,
I'm not a Bible corrector, but I'm glad that one day it corrected me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Right. And the life of the light of men. Aren't you glad for that today?
That's right.
Oh, listen here, we need to live responsibly.
Yes,
somebody said, what makes a difference? I'll tell you what makes a difference. Brother Prophet, I think you've got 4 grandchildren. I've got 5 and a great-grandchild.
Amen.
And it's the strangest thing, these beautiful babies here, my grandchildren for some reason think that I'm a good puppy.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to tell you something.
Proud of old men.
I have not learned to say no to a single one of them.
Same here, bro.
Honestly, I've tried to practice. My granddaughter even helped. She said, Poppy, here's the way you say it. I said, boy, I'm so glad you're helping. She said, here's the way you say no. I said, I want to hear it. She said, you say, no, yes. I said, I thought it would come out that way. They'd come to visit us one time, and her mama was always so fastidious about what they eat. You know, on years ago, and they'd had, see, I can remember when I had my first light bread. Anybody remember anything like that put on we called it light bread, didn't we? I didn't know they made anything besides biscuits and cornbread.
Woo!
Hey!
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do a message one of these days on staying on your diet in a foreign country. But you know what? See, I can remember, and the kids came to visit. They were smaller then. And Shirlene and my daughter made a tragic mistake. They decided to leave together and left me with the grandkids. It's one they'll not do again. They had no more than cleared the door. And I said, kids, I made a wonderful announcement. I said, they're gone. I said, there's pop in here. I believe there's candy. I know there's ice cream in the refrigerator. And I said, when they returned, the kids were coming off the wall. I said, they had a faraway look in their eyes. They had like a glazed look over their eyes. Like, who are you? And my daughter said, Dad, you didn't. And so ever since, I'm ingratiated with my grandkids.
Amen, brother.
Folks, on a more serious note, you that's got little babies, you that's got grandchildren, what's their future going to be?
Right.
Listen here. What kind of a nation are we going to be?
Right.
Woodrow Wilson said America was born a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the foundation upon which this republic rests. Theodore Roosevelt said to educate a man in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow. Do I need to repeat that one?
Repeat that. Amen. Yeah.
To educate a man in mind.
Listen.
And not in morals.
Right. Man, brother.
Educate a menace to society.
That's right. Amen.
No wonder we got people doing horrendous things.
That's right.
They're far from biblical knowledge.
That's right, Brother Andrew.
There arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor the works which he'd done.
Amen.
We cannot let that depart on our ship. What do you think? Our watch.
That's right.
I refuse to give up. How about you?
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's hope at the end of the trail.
Amen.
Go out with victory, not a white flag.
My brother. For the Lord himself shall be sent with a shout.
Amen.
Some of you got a good shouting in, won't you?
Amen, brother.
I see a lot of people all the time. I only hit on that and I'm through. I see a lot of people sometimes, they say, Andrew, don't expect me to be vocal in church. They say, we're reticent, we're shy, we're timid, backward. We just can't be expressive in church. But they were observed by their neighbor. And there they squeeze the hot dog right out of the bun.
What more?
But one of these days, my brother. One of these days, my brother.
Yes, sir.
One of these days, my brother,
we'll
bow to his feet. We'll say, worthy is the risen Lamb. We'll say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come.
Amen.
We'll lose it there. Listen here. You know, when those, I had a boys in school with me, was walked in the Twin Towers, and you get thinking about that. I don't understand all that. But as those bodies were leaving, as people were literally jumping out windows, thinking that might be the better way to die if there is such a thing, even the 420 elders in heaven are still saying, amen.
Amen.
That's right. The cadence of heaven, Brother Sneed, didn't lose a beat.
Right.
The angels, the seraphims are still saying,
amen.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is him that was slain and has redeemed us to our God by thy blood forever. How then shall we live? Well, we ought to live realistically. We ought to live righteously. We ought to live responsibly.
That's right, brother.
We got a responsibility to our families.
That's right.
Would you stand with us today as we get ready for an altar call? I'm going to ask you today, I don't want to go too long, but I'm going to ask you to do something for me today. First of all, there might be somebody here that I don't know. We'll not embarrass you. You bow your head just for a moment here. Is there one in this building? Brother Prophet comes right down into the front here. Would there be one here today that says, I'm not a Christian? And I know I'm not saved. Is there one like that? Or just raise a hand and identify it. Is there one like that anywhere in the building?
Help us,
Holy Spirit. I'm going to today say that I'm just as sure of heaven as if I were already there. Would you slip up that hand today? God bless you. How many of you, I want to ask one other thing here. How many of you are concerned about where we are today?
Oh, yes.
That's what we face. How many of you are concerned?
Yes.
You see, it bothers me.
Amen.
I'm glad. The Word said right here then in the last part, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? How are we going to live? I want you to do something. I want every woman in here, if you will, to find you a prayer partner. Every lady in here, first of all, and don't bow until you get here first. I want you to come right here as the pianist plays right now. Would you come quickly? Every lady, find you a prayer partner lying right across here. Would you stand for just a moment? Every lady. Every lady, find you a prayer partner. Somebody, if you don't have a prayer partner, somebody will pray with you.
Bless
every lady, find your prayer partner. Just stand just for a moment. Move up as close as you can. Move up as close as you can, will you? God bless you. Thank you today for your kindness. Now, I want to do this here. I want every man to find you a prayer partner. Come in behind the ladies. This is serious business. We met here today at Bethel Baptist Church. We may never be gathered together as we are today. this assembly. Would it be too hard to ask all of you men to find you a prayer partner? Come down here, fill the aisles if necessary. There's room over here. There's room over here. I know one thing, Brother Rick, there's room at the cross. Oh, yes, sir, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for me. Now, I want you to do something as our band is playing. I've got one request to ask you. I hope you'll do it for me, not just for me. I want you to pray out loud. I want every lady, if you can, you say, I've never done it before. Try it, will you? Every man, this is corporate prayer. This is the way they did it. Our Father in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that you come to make you Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost of God. Thank you, Lord, that you care and that you answer prayer. No. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that was shed for us in Calvary. Oh God, we thank you today, Lord, that you're in the saving business. God, you can put our homes back together. And oh Lord, we can heal our hearts. Save America today. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that we'll take our place as sinners before you. People which are called by my name can humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Oh God, you want to hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. Heal their sins. Are you afraid of this man?
Thank you.
somebody, I played that song by Brother Sneed, his family. I can almost see the light of home. Great grief. Wofford song. I can almost see it. How many think that's true today?
Now, even at the door.
Remember one time when Jacob of old said, surely the Lord was here, and I didn't know it? I think he's been here today, and we know it. God bless you. We do have a few old products if you're interested. God bless you, brother.
All right, thank you, Brother Andrew, and I appreciate that good message, Dave. I've heard Brother Andrew preach several times. I believe that's the best I've ever heard him. And if that's good preaching, he may not be able to get out of bed tomorrow. We're glad that the Lord sent him our way. You know, we try to have folks in that the Lord lays on our heart. And you know, the Lord sends people, I believe, for a purpose. Each preacher may be able to help in different ways. And I believe God used Brother Andrew today just to kind of lift everybody's spirits. And we had a great week this week in the tent meeting. Many of you got revived out there at the tent meeting. We had 150, 200 or more some nights. And I had one young lady get saved.
Praise the
Lord. It was just a wonderful time, weather-wise and everything else. And this morning just kind of put the icing on the cake. And it was just good. To be here this morning, I do appreciate your presence today. Now, Brother Andrew will be preaching again tonight, Lord willing. And he'll be preaching tonight in the 6 o'clock service this evening. So we hope you can come back and be with us this afternoon in that evening service. He has some DVDs, maybe some CDs, some booklets back there on his table. And you might want to take time this morning to look at them. Might be something that you could use or be a blessing. Maybe you get it to somebody else. But him and his wife is back there at the door. And so as you go out, you tell them this morning that how much you appreciated them being here today. If you did, go out this side door. All right. Turn around and shake somebody's hand, and you're free to go. God bless you.
We got something.
They went fishing this morning.
To get you.